Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and some attitude adjustments from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. So the purpose of the podcast is to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you're picking up and you're plugging it into your sales and your business and your life. Now, today's Wednesday, so that's going to mean a couple things. Number one, I'm taking my 10X black on black hat and I'm going to turn around backwards because we got some work to do today. We got some work to do today, my friends. Today's Wednesday. Which means what? It means it's time for the Wednesday word. What happens on the Wednesday word? It's very simple. I have a list of success-themed, success-motivated words. I'm going to take these words, and we're going to understand the definitions of them, the etymology and the history of these words. We're going to understand what to do with these words. Selling is a conversation, and power comes from the words that you use. So I want to make sure that the words we're using, we understand what power is in them and how to use them. And in this case, maybe how not to use them and when it may be a bad idea. So let's just jump into today's word, shall we? Are you ready? I'm going to give you a hint about today's word. I did just a little bit ago. It's not something you want to be, probably. Today's word. Here's the hint. Do you want to be the best of the worst? Or the worst of the best? Think about that for a second. You can be the best of the worst. You could also be the worst of the best. Which one of those sounds appealing? Neither. Right? Today's word is the best of the worst. It is also the worst of the best. Today's word is average. Average. Today's word is average. It's a noun, it's a verb, and it's an adjective. It means it's a person, place, or thing, okay? It is also something that you do. There's an activity to that. And then it's also a description. We'll be focusing more on the adjective side of this word than we will on the noun and or the verb. However, the history of the word is stupid interesting, so get ready for that. But let's go. Definition of average, the noun part, a number expressing the central or typical value in a set of data, in particular the mode, median, or most commonly the mean, which is calculated by dividing the sum of the values into the set number by that number. The housing prices are twice the national average, using that in a sentence. California. An amount, second definition, an amount, standard, level, or rate regarded as usual or ordinary. They take about 30 minutes on average. The average time to travel in Los Angeles is about 90 minutes. Why I moved. So the adjective, the description, constituting the result obtained by adding together several quantities and then dividing this total by the number of said quantities. The average temperature in May was 64 degrees, which means they took the temperature on each day in May and then divided it by the number of days in May. They added them all up, divided, boom, that's your average, okay? Of the usual or ordinary standard level or quantity. A person of average height. So you take every human being on the planet, add up all their heights, divide by population, boom, we know the average height of the planet. Mediocre, not very good. A very average director who made very average movies. Not going to call anybody out. The verb. It's tempting. The verb. Achieve or amount to as an average rate or amount over a period of time. Annual inflation averaged 2.4%. Calculate or estimate the average of figures or measurements. Their earnings averaged out over the month were only $62 a week. What's your average earnings, by the way? result in an even distribution to even out. It is reasonable to hope that the results will average out. Man, that's a dangerous phrase altogether. Okay. Result in an average figure of. The cost should average out to be about $6 per person. Okay. Here's the etymology. Now, if you're taking notes, I'd like you to write this down next to, just jot down the word average. Think about it for a second. Average. Okay, here's the etymology. Comes from French, avare, meaning damage to ship or cargo. Earlier, customs, duty, from the Italian word that goes all the way back to Arabic. Awar. A-W-A-R. Awar. Damaged goods. The suffix A-G-E, average, awar, A-G-E, is on the pattern of damage. So originally it was denoting a duty payable by the owner of goods to be shipped, and the term later denoted the financial liability from goods lost or damaged at sea, and specifically equatable between the owners of the vessels and the people they were shipping cargo for. So this somehow evolved into the calculation of the mean, the middle, median. But the etymology, the history, damaged goods, average. So, what are we going to do with that? What shall we do with that piece of data? In addition to COVID, we do have another pandemic raging across our great nation and this wonderful, beautiful planet that we get to call home. Average, as Grant Cardone says in Grant Rant number 149, is an epidemic in this country and on planet Earth. Average is an epidemic on planet Earth, he says. So when considering real success in business, Grant goes on in this Grant Rant number 149 to say that anything that is average will deliver no real value in the marketplace. If we are just average, it will be near impossible to have any actual true real value. Really? Why? Why is that, Dave? Let me tell you. It comes down to simple supply and demand economics. When there is ample supply, what happens to the value? Goes down, drops. When there's low supply, value increases. Something else that COVID has taught us, toilet paper. In this country, there's plenty of average. In this world, there is more than enough average. Average think, average work, average products, average, average, average. There is so much average on this planet right now, it is worthless. In fact, it is so worthless that companies are replacing customer service reps with kiosks. Average is probably the single most destructive idea or action that you can operate with today. Quote unquote, Grant Cardone. One more time. There is so much average on this planet now, it's worthless. Average is probably the single most destructive idea or action that you can operate with today. So there's that. But while we're here, Let us pop back to the etymology and the original meaning of the word for just a second. Ask yourself, take a good hard look in that mirror. Get eye to eye with yourself. Are you damaged goods? Are you? And this has been another episode of the Wednesday Word. Thank you so much for being here. Truly appreciate it. Hey, check this out. Listen, I'm going to put my 10X black on black hat back on front facing forward. Okay. If you haven't already, please go ahead and do me a favor. Subscribe to the podcast. Well, that way you don't miss anything at all out there. And if it's presenting some value to you, make sure you share this out into cyberspace. Maybe somebody needs to hear this kind of a message today, right? So if you haven't already, thank you in advance for subscribing. Share this out there if you're getting something from it. Appreciate you being here. Thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone. Don't be average, but what are we going to be? We're going to be great. Why? Because nothing else pays. Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon.